All right. So for those of you guys who tuned into our podcast last week, we have, in addition to the anime arc here, for those of you who maybe didn't tune in, I basically discussed how I met a guy at the gym who he worked at a car wrapping place. He owned the place, actually, and I asked if I can get involved because it's, you know, all these kinds of cool cars and stuff. So I went there, and A led to B and B led to C, and I was out of the job for 2 weeks because they didn't like me there. But I didn't really get to talk to the boss man much because he wasn't around. He had a lot of stuff going on, but he actually texted me back like yesterday. He texted me back and he's like, "Hey, if you want to come back around, like, we can use you." He's like, okay. We'll pay you minimum wage until A, you learn how to rap.
Dollars on the table now.
You learn how to rap, yeah. Or B, it's 90 days, and then they bump you up to whatever they bump you up to. So,
yeah. Like the probationary period.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that you're serious and you're going to be there and you want to learn and all that. So I was that's fair.
What is minimum wage now? I know it's off topic, but
I have no idea.
I think it's probably close to 14. It's probably like 13.75.
That's pretty low.
It really is,
but that is pretty low for
New York
trade.
State, at least.
Yeah,
for a trade, that's terrible.
Yeah,
but
I mean, you're getting paid for experience, so.
Yeah, but car wrapping isn't a lot of manual labor, is it?
It kind of is, because you have to like take apart the whole car and then like put it all back together. You have to be on the floor a lot, like under the car and stuff.
Then, yeah,
like, it's not intense, but.
You should be starting at like 15, but.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, for the work involved, but whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what he threw out there, and he basically said, like, yeah, if you're willing to learn, we're willing to teach. And I was like, okay, I'll take you up on that. So,
oh, okay.
I don't know when I'm going back, but at some point, I'm probably going to see what it is.
What it sounds like what happened is you went to the shop. The guy that works there, not the boss man, the guy that works there wasn't aware that you were showing up because the boss man never told him. Mm-hmm. And now he's like, okay, well, who's this new guy and why is he stealing my work?
Yeah.
And he got defensive because him and the boss man weren't on the same page. And then he went and just told a bunch of fabricated stuff to the boss man. And he's like, okay, yeah, we should probably get him out of here. And then what probably ended up happening was him and the boss got together, had a conversation about it. And he's like, oh, that's why he was here. And then that's probably when you got the text. I'm assuming.
I have no idea.
You know, you have to ask yourself, though, Drew, do you really want to go back and work with that guy?
Just going to see what it is.
I think you're getting paid to get experience in what you want to do, and you're going to be meeting with high-profile clients.
Yeah, I mean, the boss man's going to be around more often because he had, like, eye surgery and all this stuff going on, so he wasn't around much at all. It was just the other guy and myself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he had, like Dean said, he had no idea what was going on. No one had any idea what was going on. There was no communication. So,
I mean, yeah. That's something you have to look at, though, for working there. If there's going to be poor communication on everyone's part, then.
Right.
But, you know what? You're just going there. You're just going to try it out.
Yeah. I mean,
this isn't your be all end all anyway.
I really don't think you'll be able to get in another wrap shop with your experience. I know it's kind of a double edged sword.
Someone's
got
to teach you.
Yeah, you got to learn. That's the thing, though. You got to learn somewhere, but then nobody's willing to teach you.
That's the problem.
So I think. You really don't lose in this situation. You're getting paid for experience. What's the worst thing that can happen? They boot you out of the shop again? Okay. Go find something else. Now you can say at the very least you have some sort of experience. You can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'll just submit and I'll just blame it on society, as Logic said. But I mean, we'll see what it is. He's going to be around more often. He's a really cool guy, so we'll see what it is, but until then, that's what we got so far. Maybe I'll get a free wrap job done on my car.
Oh, well, no. That's something.
And I don't know.
Yeah, you don't really lose in the situation. I don't know.
But on a hypothetical note, let's say that you do get the job and you like it and it's going well. Do you quit Wegmans?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. So that's just I'm just curious.
For me, it's one or the other because I have real estate and I'm really like right now. Like, I've admittingly been slacking on it, haven't really been paying it as much attention as I should have been doing.
Okay.
But now, like, I don't know about Dean, but me specifically, like, I'm really trying to, like, add people into the database and, like, just get it started and get it going.
Yeah.
So I'm spending more and more time on that each day. So I need to have, like, I can't have two jobs and real estate. It has to be one job or no job.
I think you'd be spreading yourself too thin.
Exactly.
And if you're working at this wrap place, it's probably going to be a 9-to-5, right?
They said I can give them whatever I can work.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're getting paid on how much you're there. I mean,
I don't really know the exact situation, but you have to think if you're going to be doing a job like that all day, you're really going to want to come home and sell real estate.
It's the grind. I don't know.
It's just tough.
The Sigma grind set.
I'm always here too, where I can get the stuff. So we've got options. I love what I do at Wegmans, and I love the people I work with. But the people who work above me, I can't do it. They're just, I don't know. I don't like the people that work above me. So for me, if I had the opportunity, I totally would go to the wrap shop.
Well, what's the alternative realistically for you right now?
It's either Wegmans or full-time real estate. That's kind of the crossroads.
I mean, that's a jump, though.
It is a jump. Or I could get a job somewhere else at, like, the gym.
Well, you got two options then, if you think about it. You could work at a gym that you don't go to.
Yeah.
Or you could work at a different location than you go to.
Yeah.
For the same gym.
That's what...
Well, yeah. I mean, there's options, but...
Jeffrey does that.
But I thought about working at the gym myself, and then I thought about, do I really want to clean bathrooms?
No.
Because that's what you're going to do there.
Well, yeah.
Because everybody splits in, which is like the same thing at the movie theater. Like, I was thinking about working at the movie theater. This was years ago. And, well, I never got past the front door because I walked in there and I was 2 years younger than what they wanted for someone to apply. They wanted like either 18 or 19, and I was 16 or 17. And to this day, I still scratch my head as to why, because I don't think it was working like a closing shift. I think it was working like weekends. So you're off, so you should be able to work. I don't remember.
Yeah. Whatever.
But I do remember the one time that I was in the theater and somebody called like the manager, you know, they got the walkie talkies or whatever. And they're like, I don't get paid enough to clean this bathroom. And to this day, I always think about that when I'm thinking about like other jobs, like, okay, this job, I would probably end up cleaning bathrooms. And I'm like,
yeah,
I guess it's not for me.
Yeah.
Like that's like my one thing. That's my one easy way to tell. Do I got to clean bathrooms on this job? Okay. I'm probably out.
Yeah.
But I don't. Okay. I'm in. I'm back in.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, at this point, I'm making above minimum wage at Wegmans because I've been there for so long. I love the people I work with. They're all good people. I have an opportunity to move up, which is cool. But that means that it's new leadership because the guy I work under right now is phenomenal. He's a great guy, great human outside of work, inside of work, everything. But once you step out of the service desk, it then gets to the people where it's like, I don't know if I trust you with my work. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of the crossroad I'm at where it's like, okay, do I just, plus the job that I can step up to, everybody quote unquote hates.
Oh,
but I don't know if that's just them or if it's actually the job. Cause I've heard people say they love it. So really? I don't know. I personally think I wouldn't hate it, but who knows? So that's kind of where I'm at, where it's like, where do I want to go? And if I go full-time real estate, it would kind of push me to actually pour more attention into it. But at the same time, you have to convert.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was kind of...
If you look at a computer screen all day, if you're not converting, you're not converting.
But here's my little question for you.
Sure.
Have you actually sold a house yet?
Not me, not yet.
Okay, so that's something to consider. Not in a bad way, but maybe get a couple houses sold under your belt before you would ever make that decision.
That's kind of what I've been thinking. There's a lot of people. There's at least 5, 6, 7 people where it's like, okay, within the next year, we're looking to buy, we're looking to sell, that Drew and I have right now.
Yeah.
But in terms of immediate, I need this house sold right now.
Yeah.
Just hasn't come down the pipeline yet, which is fine.
Right.
I'm not in a rush necessarily. I would like it, sure. But I mean, I'm not struggling to pay my car insurance or something. So it's not like it needs to happen. So... In terms of the future, it looks pretty good, but immediately it just hasn't happened yet.
See, what I think is that the housing market's probably going to come down. I think a lot of people are talking about that happening. And when that happens, you guys should have a pretty good shot because a lot of people are going to be moving out of apartments.
Yeah.
A lot of people who couldn't afford to live in the same neighborhoods they grew up in, so who are stuck in some apartment somewhere, are going to be able to afford those houses and they're going to move into them. And a lot of the baby boomers are probably going to be, you know, passing away or going into retirement home, so there should be more houses coming up for sale.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that would be my thought.
Yeah. Within the next 5 or 6 years, Drew and I are going to be doing well.
Yeah.
But in terms of right now, it's just kind of planting the seeds, which is, it's kind of cool at Wegmans where you can kind of farm the people there.
Yeah.
I've been handing out business cards to people at work. They're like, oh, my God, you're in real estate? Yeah. And there's at least 3 or 4 people at work that are going to convert to clients within the next year, probably.
Hmm.
So it's happening, just not immediately. So in the meantime, I kind of just need that. I mean, I have enough money saved up where I could be comfortable for probably, if I saved my money and didn't blow it all, I could probably live comfortably for like 2 years. But I like to live life too. So,
well, I mean, 2 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's pretty good if you can do that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I could live like 2 years. But yeah. Do you want to do that? No.
No.
No. But if you go for a year, we'll say, and you do something worthwhile, you travel to Europe, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be a good blowing of your money. Because you'll get that time. You'll get your money back. You will. You know, just work. But you'll never get that time back. You're not going to be 19 anymore. And, you know, again.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
That's kind of what I've been looking at, too. It's like, I don't want to spend all my days grinding.
No.
It's like, I can live a good life when I'm 45, but I'm not going to be as healthy as I was when I was 19.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's kind of the trade-off.
I feel like even though you should really, you know, grind, whatever, but work hard in your 20s and 30s so that you can live comfortably in your 40s if it's doable, which I would say it is.
Yeah.
But even in those 20s and 30s, you should still take time. You know, go on vacation for a week.
Yeah, you do something. Enjoy your life.
Go out and have a beer on Friday night. Whatever it is that you like to do, that you want to do, whatever you enjoy doing, don't stop doing that because you got to grind.
Yeah. You know? I agree.
You know, don't go follow your Instagram accounts, 24-hour grind set. Maybe you'll have to, you know, get a few more uncles before you do that.
I love that Instagram page.
Or maybe you got to invest in more rare fresh. How to dominate Monday.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, it's this Instagram page called Entrepreneur. It's not how it's actually spelled. It's how, like, you would think it would be spelled. Look them up. They're hilarious. It's about hustle culture and all that.
Yeah. It's bad. Funny, but it's bad.
How to dominate Monday.
What was the one where you go to the moon?
I don't remember.
It was Gary V's face.
He was talking about how he like goes to a black hole and feels escape him.
Yeah. And then he comes back.
And nothing
then
else
he
is
comes
hard.
Back. That is so stupid. It's great, though.
It's so funny.
They deserve it.
But yeah, so it's like, and if going to the gym, too, I would take that pay cut. Not that that bothers me, because all I care about at work is just respect. Like, if I'm respected and I respect you, you respect me, that's all I care about. The pay isn't as important to me, but like, I don't know. If it's not going to be for much longer, why bother with the pay cut? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think like I'd put up with crap for, you know, $20 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like I wouldn't put up with as much for 15 an hour as I would for 20 an hour.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, the more money you make, the more you're going to put up with, the more you're going to deal with.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe money's not the most important thing, but it's definitely up there for me.
It's important for sure.
Right now it's important for us.
Well, yeah. We're young.
We're trying to like build ourselves
we're
up.
Young, dumb, and broke.
Yeah, man. That's my life in one sentence, man.
You gonna go become a SoundCloud rapper now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Guess what? Your music still sucks.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Totally off topic, but I love how SoundCloud rapping peaked in like 2018.
Yeah.
There were like three or four guys that were plucked out of the pool.
Yeah.
And the rest of them were just washed away.
Yeah. Somebody asked me, like, can you go download SoundCloud, create an account, and go follow me? I'm like, no.
I think all the SoundCloud rappers that really blew up are actually dead now, so that's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
I think it's Mac Miller. I think he came from SoundCloud. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. You remember XXX Tentacion?
Yeah, he's dead.
He passed away. Juice WRLD came from SoundCloud, and so did Lil Peep. He came from SoundCloud. And those were all like huge artists back in like 2018.
Yeah, 2018, I feel like that's when that whole thing peaked. I don't know, it might have been just high school for me, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. Nothing's been the same since like before COVID. Isn't that weird?
I agree.
Like, things just aren't what they were before.
No. Things that haven't been the same for better and for worse. There's some good that came out of it, and there's some things that it's like, okay, can we just knock this off?
You know, like, I mean, as time goes on, I feel like it's getting better, and you know.
No, yeah, I think that when you're in it, when we were in it, it was like, there's never going to be another normal. I think that's BS. I think eventually people are going to be like, okay, we're going back to whatever it was. Because, you know, you got to think about it. Like, when you were, if you were an American in 1942, World War II, did you think that the world was going to go back to normal? Probably not.
Well, you knew things were going to be different.
Well, yeah.
But they were going to be better. You kind of knew that, though.
Things didn't there wasn't like a new normal necessarily, but things just changed. It's the same thing here. It's like there's not going to be a new normal. I'm not going to cough and strap a mask on. We're just going to be a bit more sanitary, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I mean, licking your finger before separating your money, that's pretty much ended, which is great. That's gross as hell.
I think cash is going to be gone, though. That's going to be a real game changer if it is.
Oh, yeah. I think cash is on its way out for sure.
That's terrifying to me, honestly.
I don't know how I feel about it because I almost never have cash, but it's certainly inconvenient when you go to a shop and like, oh, cash only.
Well, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's not even it for me, but like if I have something I want to sell, I don't know, we'll say, you know, it's $10 or whatever.
Yeah.
Now I got to declare, you know, now I have to record that you gave me $10. So am I going to have to pay taxes on that?
Yeah.
Like think about how stupid that would be.
Yeah. Just like little things.
Yeah. Like say, say I have four or five different items in my house that I want to sell on, we'll say, I don't know, Facebook Marketplace for easiest matter of convenience. And each one of those items is $15. So I have $60 worth of stuff that I sell. So now I have to report that. Now I'm going to have to declare taxes on that. Or say I go to someone's house and I want to buy a coffee stand, I don't know, piece of furniture. I go in there. The guy says $25. I say, okay, great. Now we got to, you know, have an actual transaction like I would at the store. Is the state going to collect taxes on that?
Yeah.
Like that's the stuff I'm considering. Or is it just going to be like Venmo where you just like, oh, I'll just Venmo it to you. And then we just forget about it.
I mean, it's probably gonna be more like that.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But people are gonna be tracked more with their spending habits.
To be honest with you, I don't think that cash is going anywhere anytime soon.
No, I don't think immediately.
It's gonna have to die with the generation that really uses it. And that's, I don't know what the generations are called, but really the boomers, those are the guys that really hold on to cash. At least what I've seen at Wegmans.
Yeah.
That the older you get, the more you use cash. Like I know my parents really don't use cash that often.
Yeah.
So yeah, the younger you get, the more it's really obsolete. And I think things like Venmo are going to replace that eventually. I don't really know about cryptocurrency. I don't really know.
I don't know.
I think everybody wants that to be the future, but I don't really,
Well, those are the same people that own like 40 Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't really think that Bitcoin's going to take over cash.
No,
50 years on the line, if it's still a thing,
possibly.
I don't know.
I think cash will either die. It'll die somewhere between the baby boomer generation and probably our generation.
Yeah,
somewhere in there, it'll die. That'll be the end of it. But yeah. I mean, so what? The last 20 years of my life, I got to, you know, deal with Venmo, whatever. Sure. But I'm just saying, like, if it happened tomorrow, I'd kind of be pissed off about that.
No, I agree.
But that's me. I don't know.
It's going to be a gradual thing, just like electric cars.
Yeah.
20 years on the line, you're going to look at how did we ever drive a gas car?
Right. Well, just like how did we ever go without electricity?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
How we ever go without running water?
You know what I was thinking about today, actually, now that you bring that up? Yeah. My parents grew up in a world without the internet.
Yeah.
They've seen both worlds. To me, that's all we know.
Well, yeah.
To me, that's so weird.
Actually, up until, I don't know, maybe like second grade, I didn't think the internet existed. I'll be honest with you, I don't know if it did. Like, no, I knew certain things, but like it didn't really impact my life until maybe like William Street, middle school.
I agree. I don't really think that the internet played a role in my life until maybe William Street.
Like kids who were born like within the past 10 years, their life is dramatically impacted by the internet because they were handed iPad when they were 4 years old.
Yeah.
When I was 4 years old, we were using the brick like Macintosh computers in Como Park. You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember those big white hunks of junk?
Yeah.
You could like, I remember some teacher was like on eBay looking at dresses on there. And it was like, it might as well have been freaking dial up internet, how slow it was back then. And she's like scrolling, it's not loading. She's scrolling, it's not loading. And then you go on like Cool Math Games or whatever it was, and it would take forever.
English Banana.
Yeah, stuff like that. But that, I mean, like when I went home, I forgot about that. I was like, oh, I played on the computer today for like 20 minutes. Even into William Street, I'm like, oh, I played on the computer for like 20 minutes. And then I went home. I didn't think about it again.
No.
There wasn't a computer in my house that like, my mom had like her laptop, but like, I didn't go on there. I didn't want to go on there. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. Maybe I watched TV. Maybe I played with my toys. Like I didn't care.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you can't separate someone who's a kid from the internet.
Well, yeah. Not only if you're a parent, you actually can't, because all their schoolwork is on the computer. So it's like, you literally have no choice. Your kid has to be on the internet.
I remember before it was like, it was like a real decision. Like, should I get the kid a phone? Should I not get my kid a phone? And now it's like, your kid needs a phone.
Yeah. Like
that was only in the past, like what? 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a phone until I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
I got away with it for how many years of my life? 12, 13.
Yeah. I mean, I had an iPad all the way up until I was like probably 13 or 14. And I didn't even ask for a phone. My parents just decided I should get one because I'm going to be a freshman in high school. And
yeah, we didn't even.
They didn't want me calling them to pick me up off the school phone anymore. So it's like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I didn't have a phone. So.
Yeah. Dean and I were not the type of kids to like beg for the phone.
No.
I think we asked them like once when we were like six and they said no because we're six. And we're like, okay.
And that I never wanted a phone, to be honest with you, growing up. I was like, I don't think I'll ever need this.
Yeah.
And then it was like kind of forced on me, and I was like, oh, I guess I got to deal with this.
I guess
not the best experience overall. I will say I was happier before I didn't have a phone. But
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because your phone is so stimulating.
Yeah.
Much going on this little thing.
You remember like when we were in middle school and everyone had like an iPod Touch? Like that was the thing?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So, but before that, you had like an iPad or maybe a tablet.
DS.
Or like real old stuff.
Kindle Fire.
So instead of like going to the middleman from like from the iPad to the iPod, I was just given a phone. I was like, oh, I got to deal with this now. Now people can call me. They can't just text me. Now they can friggin' call me.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare. And then your phone goes off in class.
Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to have your phone in here. Well, I do. So get used to it.
Yeah. That's actually never happened to me. Never gotten like a ring. My ringer was never on in class, so I never dealt with that.
When I was in my freshman year health class, my ringtone went off and it was Hotline Bling by Drake.
You told us about this.
Yeah. I don't know why, but that's like the funniest thing. I was like, oh. And there was like some random number and everyone's like, ha ha ha. I'm like, you know what? It's not funny. I'm not laughing.
It's pretty funny.
I like this song, okay?
I like the song. My phone's just randomly playing music. I also had a really, really beat to hell iPhone back then. It was like the 5C or something. And it had a freaking flea market case on it. It was like this really bad discount OtterBox.
Dude, our first phone, if you'd even call it a phone because it wasn't activated, it was our mom and dad's old iPhone 4s.
Whoa.
Dude, you could build a house with those things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were indestructible.
16 gigabytes of pure nostalgia.
Yeah, dude, I checked on my iPad, 16 gigabytes on an iPad. I'm like, how did you ever get away with this?
But I don't know, because my iPad was either 8 or 16. It was very, very limited. I had like 1,000 apps on there. Like, I swear to God, I had so much stuff on there.
Well, quality's come a long way in storage size and all that stuff. Like, you know, think about it. Mostly these days, movies are in like 4K. Stuff like that. 4K's taken over. True. Like, the attachment size of these things have really changed.
That is true. But
and, you know, like the processing of, you know, in-app purchases weren't really a thing back then. If you think about
it. No, they really kind of weren't.
So that whole processing has come a long way too. So plus more games are online than they used to be.
Yeah. You guys remember wizard101.com?
I never played it, but I remember the ads.
You remember the ads for it, right?
Yeah.
I
grinded Webkinz. That's what I did.
Did you really?
I loved it.
Oh, hated Webkinz. My Webkinz died
so hard.
Really? I didn't know they could do that.
Or maybe it was my Build-A-Bear. One of them died.
I never had a Build-A-Bear.
No?
No.
Nope.
Oh, I had this one Build-A-Bear. I don't even know why I had it. I can't remember like why I actually went to that store and got it made, because like that's not a me thing. But I ended up with one. And they gave you like a website code, whatever it is, to play the game on there. And I played it for like a solid 5 minutes. I was like, this is stupid. I hated the experience of having this made. I hate the experience of being online with it even more.
Yeah.
Just walked away.
I didn't even know they had a game.
Oh, yeah.
Me neither.
I guess that makes sense, though. I think I wanted like some kind of like a dachshund or something as a Build-A-Bear. And then I like saw the price. And I'm like, it ain't that cool. I was going to get it for my grandma. I'm like,
yeah,
it just... not for that much.
Build-A-Bears are like expensive. They're like $30 or something, I think.
It's more ridiculous than that.
Well, it's more than $30?
I'd be surprised
For a freaking stuffed bear?
Dude, I'm telling you.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know what the price is, but I could get a Build-A-Bear for $30, I would consider that a steal, probably.
Oh,
maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's how much they cost.
I hope you're wrong.
But I would really be surprised if a Build-A-Bear was that cheap.
If I walked into the store with my child and I saw that bear was $40... I'd just leave.
I'd be surprised.
I'd leave the kid there too, to be honest with you.
I'd be really surprised if a Build-A-Bear cost less than $40.
I'd let the employees take care of my kid for the rest of their life. And be like, you brought me into this store thinking I was going to spend $40 on a friggin' Build-A-Bear? You're staying. I'm gone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that some things are hyped up as the new normal, but I think that what often happens with the quote-unquote new normal is the things that you didn't expect to become the new normal. Like, everybody wants COVID to be the new normal. It's just not. And that's just one example of many. It's just not going to happen. I don't think it will. But the internet, it kind of crept up on everybody. Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, this is stupid. And then 2 years later, you can't live without it. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
I think life from COVID is pretty much like the same.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really noticed a difference.
There's really no difference, I feel like. For me personally, there's no difference from now to, like, 2019.
To be honest,
it's all the same.
The only way I remember COVID-19 these days is if somebody walks by with a mask on. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, we did that.
Yeah, no, that is true. That's really the only refresher I have in my head.
Yeah.
Aside from that, everything's basically how it was. But there's still like kind of this lingering feeling. And I don't mean like, oh, I'm going to get sick or anything like that. But just that something is off. Maybe it's because how much of a change we went through.
Yeah.
When it was here, when you were, you know, staying inside for freaking months on end. So maybe that knowing and recognizing that that change happened, that there's like this little gap, maybe of like a year where things were just really weird.
Yeah. Well, I think this is kind of the first year where it's been completely normal for the most part. I mean, you still have your people that walk around with their mask on, and you still have some stores that are like weird about it. But I'd say 95% of at least what I've experienced in the last probably 6 months is just been normal. Nothing really new. I mean,
yeah.
I actually, in my room, I have a thing from Wegmans, a little sign that says, please stay one cart apart and keep our customers safe. I have the sign in my room, so I just look at it and go, huh.
That happened.
We did that.
Yeah.
And no one stayed a card apart.
No. I remember, what was it? Oh, like when it first started happening, like COVID, and it was like no one wanted to go into a store. And my mom's like, you're going to have to wear a mask. I'm like, no. Like, it's not mandated. Like, I'm not doing that. So I remember I was like walking around the store. No one had a mask on. This was like early days when everyone was like petrified. But the minute they said, like, it's mandated, everyone had it.
Crazy.
Dude, I know that kind of sounds stupid, but it's just like, it's not the fact that, like, oh, people follow the rules. Surprise, surprise. It's the fact that how quickly it, like, changed.
Yeah.
Like, one day I was in there, normal. Next day,
yep.
I remember coming home from Wegmans, like, early 2020. I was cashing.
Yeah.
I remember going to my brother and be like, dude, I saw this lady come through my lawn with a mask on, dude. She's crazy.
Really?
My brother's like, dude, that's insane. I'm like, it was one lady. She had a mask on. I could not believe it.
Yeah, it was
like,
freaking you out.
Petrified.
It was like, tripping you out.
She is so scared right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It did what it did, and I don't think that it's really going to... I think they're probably going to try and bring it back at some point. Like, oh, COVID's back.
But well, they'll probably do it in the winter, but...
I think that ship has sailed. I think we've been there, done that. We did all we could, and we know what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And I don't think people will fall for it again, but hopefully not. Who knows? But who knows?